With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is sending along his best wishes on this national holiday.
On behalf of the First Lady and the entire Trump family, I want to wish all Americans a very, very happy Thanksgiving. It's a great time of the year, and our country is doing really well.
Meanwhile, the president cracking down on immigration from Afghanistan following yesterday's shooting of two National Guard members in D.C.
A memo obtained by the Associated Press says during the Biden years, expediency and quantity were prioritized over detailed screening and vetting. The memo says that warrants a comprehensive review, including the re-interviewing of all refugees admitted from January 20th, 2021 to February 20th, 2025. The memo immediately suspends green card approvals for the nearly 200,000 refugees who came to the U.S. during that period. The move could face legal challenges from advocates of the refugee program. They criticized the move as cruel and wasteful. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Maria Sanchez reports on the annual Thanksgiving tradition hosted in Manhattan.
It was a chilly day in the Big Apple, but that didn't stop the 2025 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Spectators lined the streets to watch new balloon characters like Buzz Lightyear and Pac-Man. And a float carried the toothy little monster Labubus. Shrek and some of his friends made an appearance in a giant onion-shaped carriage balloon, along with marching bands and dancers who brought the beat to the streets. A lineup of performers included Wicked star Cynthia Erivo, country singer Lainey Wilson, and the Radio City Rockettes. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Wall Street closed today for Thanksgiving. Tomorrow, an abbreviated trading session. The market will close at 1 p.m. Eastern. This is SRN News. A New Jersey spa is being forced to allow men into the women's restroom.
King Spa in Palisades Park bills itself as the largest Korean spa and sauna on the East Coast and caters to both men and women. But they have separate bathrooms and locker rooms, and now that is ending. Superior Court Judge Thomas Sarlo has ruled that King Spa cannot bar men who are living as women from using the women's facilities under terms of New Jersey's non-discrimination statutes. A 35-year-old man sued the business in 2022. Michael Harrington reporting.
Slovenians have rejected a referendum that would have allowed people to take their own lives with the help of a doctor. About 53% of voters rejected the proposed bill, while 46% supported it. The no votes also represented more than 20% of the 1.7 million eligible voters in Slovenia, which is required by election rules. Opponents included conservative groups and a number of doctors. This is SRN News. Karen Chavis reports two Russians and one American are on their way to the International Space Station.
3, 2, 1, and liftoff.
A Soyuz booster rocket lifted off at 2:27 p.m. local time in Kazakhstan on Thursday. It docked at the station approximately 3 hours after liftoff. The Soyuz MS-28 spacecraft carried NASA astronaut Chris Williams and Russian crewmates Sergei Mikhaev and Sergei Kudryavtsev. All three are expected to spend about 8 months at the orbiting outpost. I'm Karen Chamas.
An owl found partially encased in concrete after it got inside a cement mixer in southwestern Utah is expected to fly free again after it was painstakingly cleaned by animal sanctuary workers. They describe the bird as a fighter. They think it will be ready to take to the skies once again sometime in spring. More details at SRNnews.com.